Celtic, and there goes the full-time whistle, and that brings an end to this North West Derby. And it's a history-making night at Finn Park, Declan. We've had a few of those, haven't we, over the years? And we watched Harps win in the Brandywell earlier this season for the first time ever in the league. Tonight they've done it in the FA Cup. Tunde Owolabi, the match winner. The first ever goal for Harps against Derry in the FA Cup. And it was enough to win.
Brilliant penalty kick. And you're wondering, he stepped up and he just planted it high into the right-hand side of the goals. And the keeper had no chance with it at all. But it was a battling performance. The game lacked real quality in the first half, but it came into life, and from Adam Foley had one or two wonderful chances, not chances, but he made them themselves, and the great strikes, and they could have ended up in the top end of the net on both occasions, and obviously the goal sparked it a wee bit. And to be fair to Derry, after Harps scored the penalty, Derry pushed and pushed and pushed and made substitutions and had a few half chances, but overall Van Harps defended excellently throughout the whole night, and they ended up winning the game 1-0. And I suppose maybe considering what happened before, where Derry came here in the league and ended up 1-2-1, and they probably didn't deserve it tonight. They got that wee bit of breaks and lucks, and it makes all the difference, and it's a big performance, and it just gives them an opportunity now to get to the quarter final of the cup. And you never know, because there is teams in there, as I said earlier, that are weaker, with non-league teams and obviously first division teams. You get a home draw, you just never know what's around the corner. But that's a brilliant performance. That's a big result for Ollie and his management team and the club. And listen, down through the years we've had a lot of misery from Derry beating us all the time, and tonight this is a night of celebration for Van Harps, and a massive result and a massive performance.
And it's just a pity there weren't more here to see it, because in fairness it did get so much better in the second half. We had 800 supporters here. The vast majority were egging Harps over the line towards the finish and wanting them to hold on to that 1-0 lead, which it was a goal really and truly that came out of nothing, Declan. A challenge that went in on Ryan Rainey. Harps have been so unfortunate this season to concede some questionable penalty kicks, including one against Derry City, might I add. But Ryan Rainey was given the benefit of the doubt on that occasion by the match referee, and Owolabi stepped up, and so confident he just hammered the ball into the back of the net.
Oh, it was top finish, wasn't it? Under a bit of pressure as well, had a wee bit of time. Derry weren't happy with the decision. Obviously, for me, it's hard to see, it's long distance away, but what I will say is that the referee was in a really good position. There was nobody in his way. He was right out of the box. Ryan Rainey came, took the touch, and got the collision from Kieran Harkin. Was a wee bit late, and it looks like he caught him around the shin, and he went down, and the referee pointed to the spot and had no hesitation. And then it's about the quality. We had two penalties before, and unfortunately we've missed both of them in Finn Park, and Tunde stepped forward and he delivered it and scored a wonderful goal and finished it to the top end of the net, and you couldn't ask for a better penalty. And listen, from that we had the battle, and we battled hard with players going down with cramp, Adam Foley going down with cramp a few times, Barry McNamee getting a clash of the heads, but we defended in numbers. We were brave and we had it to be. We won headers we probably shouldn't have won, and Gerard Doherty, he was excellent when he was called on. It was an excellent team performance, and probably maybe over the 90 minutes, probably maybe deserved it over the 90 minutes, but yeah, it's all, at the end of the day it's about putting the ball into the back of the net. They had the opportunity, they've done that, and they get an opportunity to play in the quarter finals, and hopefully now if the draw is good for us next week, you just never know who you're going to play. You have an opportunity to go a bit further, and that's good for the players, it's great for the club, and obviously great for the supporters as well.
Yeah, it is, and we've got to remember they did it without Will Seymour, who was suspended tonight. Siddiqui started on the bench, he had to come on because we had players injured as well, didn't we? Ethan Boyle went off injured, and Carlo Sullivan came on just before halftime because Jordan Musto got injured. So plenty of injuries and absentees in this camp, Declan, but that shows the importance of having a good squad of players to come in and do the job. By the way, Mark Coyle has been named man of the match in this FAI Cup derby, thoroughly deserved as well. He gave another big performance in the middle of the park.
Yeah, they all did, to be fair. Mark gives the 100% every time he goes and plays, and I thought Adam Foley was really good in the second half and they had opportunities. I thought the back four defended in numbers as well. Tunde worked hard up top as well. Barry McNamee does the usual. And it was very industrial at times. And the quality lacked in the first half, but there was a lot more excitement in the second half, and to be fair to Harps, they came out on top, and that's a big one because it breeds more confidence. You're after getting 9 points out of 9 in the league in 3 matches, you come here, Derry coming in excellent form as well, and it's a big match for the players, and they come out here 1-0, and you just never know what's around the corner for them. But yeah, listen, now there's no doubt about it, a lot of players picked up a lot of injuries. That means the physio is going to be in overtime next week to get them ready for the league match next week, and that's what it's all about, and these are the games as a player you want to be involved in, and it's a big performance and it's a massive result for Harps.
Okay, well, they're still playing at Turner's Cross. They're in extra time in that one. Cork City and St. Pat's locked at one apiece, but all the other ties tonight have actually gone the way of the home sides. Dundalk beating St. Mochta's by 5-1. UCD 2-1 winners against Longford Town, and Waterford, no problems for them, 4-1 they beat Kilnamana. And here at Finn Park in Balbuffet, we have watched, well, it was a great finish to a game that took a long time to get going, but when it did, it was exciting. There was plenty of action, plenty of talking points, and Harps eventually winning this Northwest Derby by 1-0. Tundee Willoughby with the winning goal from the penalty spot on 74 minutes. My thanks to Declan Boyd for his contribution tonight on co-commentary. Thanks to B&S Credit Union for their support, as always, with Highland Radio. And well, it's been another great night here at Finn Park in Balbuffet. From myself, Jeremy Doherty, have a very good evening.